531.
Celebrates Māori New Year in Tāmaki Makaurau with Matariki Festival between the 19th of June to the 11th of July, celebrating the start of the festival and heralding the Māori New Year with a dawn ceremony taking place tomorrow at Taka Parafau Bastion Point for the Matariki Dawn Karakia. Emily Trent, Head of Arts, Culture and Heritage with Auckland Council, joins us now on Pacific Days for more. Kia ora, Emily, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Oh, kia ora, Brian. Great to be here. Thank you for your time.
Officially, Emily, can you give us an overview of the opening ceremony tomorrow morning for this year's Matariki Festival?
Yes, absolutely. Well, tomorrow morning, we are going to celebrate with the Dawn Karakia. It begins at 6 o'clock in the morning and will last till about 9 o'clock, and it's located at Taka Parafau. And this is a free public event where Aucklanders are invited to herald the Māori New Year alongside Iwi Manaaki, Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. So this event will be held at Taka Parafau, which is Bastion Point, and we will watch Tama Nui Te Rā, or the sun, rise over the Waitemata and bring forth the dawn light. So it's a really special location to be, and it will be a stunning and quite moving and beautiful morning. And following the rising of the sun, there will be karakia and karanga, which will sound across the whenua. And then following the blessing, led by Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, there'll be a light breakfast and entertainment and the opportunity to learn more about the history and stories of the host iwi.
Mm. Now, over the next month, what are some of the highlights as part of this year's Matariki Festival celebrations in Tāmaki Makaurau, Emily?
Well, we have a fantastic lineup for Aucklanders to enjoy. So the festival runs from the 19th of June till the 11th of July, so plenty of time to check something out. And there are a range of activities. Our feature events are five different PO events, which have been developed and delivered by Auckland Council together with Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei. So the first of the five is the Dawn Karakia, which we've just discussed. And the second is Manawa Atu Kite Day, which is recognizing that special relationships between kites and how they were traditionally used to send messages. And that's a beautiful family-friendly day out on the whenua. We have Matariki on the Move, which is a mix of film, korero, and waiata across the region. Te Taumata Kapahaka is the fourth event, which is Kapahaka in downtown outside of Britomart. And Te Korokora is also offered as our closing event downtown. So that's quite a few main events, and you can find out all about that lineup on our website, matarikifestival.org.nz. But in addition to those five main PO events, we have a range of 70 community events all around the region that take place at various community centers in Marae, and that's a range of visual arts and community-inspired events. So something out there for everybody to enjoy.
Emily, with such a, a high number of events across the month celebrating Matariki Festival in Tāmaki Makaurau, how many iwi hapu are involved in organising as well as running these events during the Matariki Festival?
Sure. Well, it's a big undertaking with lots of support from across the community. So we have one host iwi, who's Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, but across the 70 community events, there are, a range of people and many people participating. So in 2019, which was the last time that we held kind of the traditional format of Matariki pre-COVID, we had around 80,000 attendees. So you can imagine, a whole number of people involved in the organization and enjoyment of the events with a range of participation.
Tell us a little bit about the history of the Matariki Festival, how long it's been running and how did it come about, Emily?
Well, at Auckland Council, we have had the pleasure of hosting Matariki activities for over 20 years, in fact, since the year 2000. And in those early days, the festival, slowly gained popularity. And by 2004, we were at about 90 events with around 12,000 attendees. And then in 2016, Auckland Council embarked on this new vision for Matariki, which was centered around developing a hosting partnership with Mana Whenua. And that's what we have carried on through till today. And the vision is really that each year a new iwi hosts Matariki, inviting Aucklanders a special moment to discover their stories and the meaning of Matariki from that particular iwi's worldview. And you'll see the creative identity of the host iwi is reflected on the festival branding. So you'll see the beautiful imagery featured all across the region. And the image this year is of Tumutumu Fenua Farinui, which is the ancestral house of Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei and is located in the very heart of Ōrākei overlooking the Waitemata. So keep an eye out for that image that Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei has generously provided for the festival this year.
From 2019, the last time the festival was held, you mentioned 12,000. What were the numbers back in 2019 attending events, across the board?
Oh, sure. So back in 2019, we had around 80,000 attendees. And then around 2004, that was 12,000. So there's been a great growth in attendees to the festival. And we've also increased our online presence. So that's been a real opportunity for people further afield to experience Matariki online as well.
I'm interested to hear, Emily, feedback from people, not just, our local iwi and tangata whenua, but, those experiencing the Matariki Festival.
Sure. Well, it's been an event and a moment in the year, that is really special to so many. And marks that moment of remembrance. So, remembering the year that's passed, acknowledging the presence and looking to the future. And I think from a personal reflection on last year was that it was really special that we were able to migrate online and create this offering for people, even though people couldn't physically gather together to remember Matariki in the traditional ways. We were still able to unite people in those online platforms. And now we're back into a more physical delivery of events. And, across the board, we've received really strong feedback and growing numbers and, I guess, acknowledgement and attention to this festival and its importance all across Aotearoa.
Emily, can I ask, because I'm assuming you're not originally from New Zealand.
No, I'm not. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, come on. Go the Pistons. But anyway, all the Lions now, eh? Because you've got, what is it, the swap with the quarterback? No, sorry. I digress. But, for you coming over from the States and, being part now of, the organising, but for you on a personal level to be able to experience the rich culture of tangata whenua over the years, how has it been for you?
Oh, well, it's been such a special invitation to this time. I felt really welcomed and involved, and it's been such a joy to work in the iwi partnership space and to develop and deliver this offering together. Tamaki Makaurau has been my home for 12 years, so I feel really connected to this place and the ability to host this festival and create this meaningful event and this platform for Aucklanders has been a real joy and a privilege. So I really look forward to what this year and many years beyond that brings around this festival and its development.
Wonderful. And of course, for our listeners today, where can they find out more on, not only tomorrow's opening ceremony, but events happening over the next month to celebrate Matariki Festival, please, Emily?
Sure. So the best place to find out all the information that you need is our Matariki website. And I'll just give you the address again. It's www.matarikifestival.org.nz.
Emily Trent, Head of Arts, Culture and Heritage with Auckland Council. Ngā mihi, thank you so much for your time and all the very best for you and, of course, the amazing team behind Matariki Festival for another successful year. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. Kia ora.